So I'm going to give you 15, maybe 16, maybe 17 habits of my most successful clients that I've been training throughout the years, have seen the biggest results, have had the biggest impact on the results. I'm going to share with you those habits today. Here we go.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling faces. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're conquering life. I hope you are doing your very best. And you're giving it your very best. And you're getting undistracted. I hope you're not distracted by anything. I hope you're conquering your goals, and I hope you're feeling good about it. So it's been exactly 7 weeks since I ruptured, tore, whatever you want to call it, my Achilles tendon. I feel great. I am completely out of the boot. I'm looking at the boot right now that is sitting in the corner of the room. I never want to put that thing on ever again. And it feels so, so great. My wound needed it. The surgical area needed to get it out of that boot because it just rubbing against it and touching it, and it just needed to make its way out of there. And it's getting plenty of air. It looks good. I had a great surgeon. I had Dr. Britton here in Abilene, Texas. If you ever need anything orthopedically done, go and see him. He's the best. He's awesome. Just looking at it, it looks so good. You're not even going to notice that I had surgery there later on. That's how good he did. And it feels great. It was awesome. I'm walking in shoes. I feel great about that. I'm walking in my shoes. I took my first steps literally on Monday and doing some PT. I wouldn't say it's as hard as I thought it was going to be. It's an eye-opener for me as a fitness trainer, as a personal trainer. It really is. It's kind of nice taking orders or details from another person and someone coaching me, even though I'm still coaching myself, which is really, it's really bizarre. But that's kind of just a little update on everything. I feel great. I'm still getting in workouts every single day, upper body. I'm able to incorporate leg press now. I'm able to do leg curls, leg extensions, obviously with not a lot of weight, but I want to take it slow. I don't want it to re-rupture. I want it to feel great, and I want to continue to grow and just grow from this opportunity of a learning experience. But I just thank God that I'm able to feel great right now. I really am, because I've told you before, I have felt the darkness. I have felt depression. I have felt anxiety. All those things that I've never really felt in my life until now. And I'm just very thankful that power of prayer, power of friendships, power of my wife helping me. And like I said earlier, I couldn't do this without God. So I'm excited about it. All right, let's talk about this. So my most successful clients, again, I've been training, let's see, it'll be going on 18 years. Wow, that's crazy. 18 years of being a personal trainer. And wow, just me saying that out loud, it sounds really crazy, but I'll be training now for almost 18 years. And I have seen a lot of different things. And I'm telling you, losing weight it's hard, right? It's hard for people unless they have these habits down. And I think this is something we can add to this list. And as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, man, I could add even more. But these are the 15 to 16 different habits, ideal habits that you want to do in your life right now if you're wanting to lose weight. I think they work for everybody. I think they work for anybody of all ages. If you're over 40, if you're over 50, if you're over 60 and you're wanting to lose weight, start doing these things, start losing weight. Okay. Number one, you need to be scheduling out as much as possible everything from your workouts to your meal prep to drinking water to going out of town, all these things, because I know, I'll give you an example. Just this week, our little girl, she got sick, so we had to restructure our life around her, right? Because that just happens, but it doesn't happen all the time. You need to schedule out when you're going to exercise. You're going to work out in the morning. Are you going to work out midday? Are you going to work out with me at a certain time? Are you going to train with me? All those things have to plan. Now that I'm going through physical therapy, I have to schedule around my physical therapy because that's my primary goal, is I want to make sure that I get there and I want to make sure that I get the most out of it because I'm so focused on it. Same thing goes for you with weight loss. So are you meal prepping on Sunday? Are you meal prepping on Saturday? Are you setting reminders when to drink water, to stand up, to go for walks? All these things have to be planned. The best thing to do is to set a calendar, write it down, write it out. If you really want it, you're going to be focused on it. Get off your phone as much as you can, right? Don't get on your phone because that's going to be a distractor. Get undistracted and focused on what you want to accomplish. So schedule out as much as you can. Number two, you need to be tracking your calories. My most successful clients over these almost 18 years track everything that goes into their mouth. Kate talks about it all the time. She says it all the time. I hear her over and over. She always is talking about planning. She is always talking about planning with her clients. She is always talking about it. And I think if you have a structured plan of what to eat every single day, you're going to start losing weight because you're not going to go away from that plan. You're going to continue with that plan. You're going to focus on that plan. Great apps like MyFitnessPal, Lose It app, all those things are great, but make sure that you understand that you need to write down everything from anything that you put into your mouth needs to be tracked. They need to be. Number three, my most successful clients, they start their day with a high protein breakfast. I cannot leave my house unless I eat a high protein breakfast. What exactly is that to me? Well, I eat eggs. I love egg whites. I love pancakes. I do love pancakes, but I don't eat pancakes. I'm thinking about breakfast foods. I love bacon. I love ham. I love all those things. Anything with protein, but try to stick with things that are lower in calories. And just make sure that you're starting off with a high protein breakfast. Get as much protein as you can in the morning. That's going to help you, especially when you're trying to hit your weight loss goals. The more protein that you're intaking, the better off that you're going to be, the more result that you're going to have for each and every day. How much protein should you be intaking? Anywhere from, I would say, if you're wanting to weigh 140 pounds, you're going to try to at least get 140 grams of protein per day, if not 120 to 160 grams of protein per day. It's easy. I have bars, I have shakes to add into that, to supplement, to help me get up to a certain goal. And I'm telling you, if you do that, you are going to feel great, you're going to lose weight, and you're going to feel full. Here's number four. My most successful clients come and see me at least twice a week. And they work out they strength train at least 2 to 4 times per week. And they do some type of cardio along with that. They go for walks. Mostly it's walking. But I believe in strength training every single day if you can. It doesn't have to be intense. You just have to move. Now, if you can only incorporate at least 2 to 4, that's fine. That's great. You're going to see a value from that. I just believe that you need to do something every single day. You need to do something every single day because you're losing valuable time in your weight loss journey, in your life journey, in your health journey. I guarantee, I'm telling you right now the truth. If I wasn't strong before my injury, I know right now I would not be where I'm at. I would not be strong enough to do what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't have been. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been doing anything in your life and you get hurt, it's going to be hard for you to recover. It's going to be hard for you to take on that surgery. It's going to be harder for you. So you need to make sure that you're lifting weights and you're doing some type of walking, some type of cardio, something to challenge your body every single day. But like I said earlier, 2 to 4 times per week, lifting weights, getting stronger, and doing some type of cardio. Whether it's spin class, whether it's jogging, I don't really care for long distance jogging, just occasional jog is okay. Another one, number five, here's another successful thing. You need to be at least doing 10,000 steps every single day if you want to lose weight. Right now, let me just check my steps for the day. I'm going to look at my steps. Let me check this out real quick. So I have 4,734 steps. Keep in mind, I don't walk very well right now. I'm still kind of limping. When I was not injured, I was doing anywhere from 10 to 15,000 steps a day. I was maintaining my weight. My weight has gone up a little bit just because calories in versus calories out. So you need to be walking every single day. You need to be stepping every single day. You need to park further away. If it's too cold outside, put a jacket on. But you need to be doing something every single day that's going to get you closer to your goal when it comes to walking. You're just going to have to do it. Number six. You need to floss every single day. I know this sounds crazy, but my most successful clients, and I'm putting this one as number six, try flossing. Here's why I want you to try to floss every single day. It creates a new habit. Okay, this helps. So I know, as bizarre as it sounds, I do it myself, and I have done it myself, and I have stopped myself, and I have started myself. If you floss every single day, it becomes a habit, a healthy habit. And there are studies. I'm gonna tell you this. There are studies to health if go ahead and Google it, just study, you know, different studies on flossing that helps your health. But the better off, the more that you do this and that you floss every single day, it's gonna help you create a new habit. Try it. I'm telling you, go get you some floss and floss every single day. And before you know it, you're gonna go on vacation, or you're gonna go somewhere and stay at a friend's house, at a family member's house, and you're gonna notice, man, I don't have any floss. It becomes part of your life. It's a great habit to have, and it can replace a bad habit too. So floss. That's a good one, right? That's a good one. Number seven, my most successful clients, they have things pre-planned, right? So they have breakfasts, they have lunches, they have to-go things, they have things all ready to go. My most successful ones, they do this all the time and they plan it out. I'm telling you, if you do this, you're gonna see before you go to eat, let's say you go out to eat, you're gonna eat, that way you don't eat as much, right? You're gonna have to-go things, because you're on the go, guys, you're on the go. But you need to start Googling to-go breakfasts that are healthy, that are low in calories, to-go lunches, to-go dinners, all those things. I'm telling you, if you do that, you're going to start losing weight. Number eight, this is just kind of they necessarily do not aim for perfection. They aim for consistency. I know you're going to get down, right? You're going to have setbacks. That's just life. But you're consistent. Right? You're going to be consistent with exercising. You're not going to let anything get in the way of your plan, because you've already planned it. So you need to make sure that you're consistent and not being perfect, right? There's no such thing as perfection. Perfection doesn't exist. Perfection is going to keep you in the hole. Let's get out of the hole. So make sure that you're staying consistent with everything I just talked about. Number nine, you aim for the 80-20 rule. This is a big one that a lot of my clients do. You can eat 80% well, and 20% you could just eat crap or something that you really wanted to light in. 80% of the time. So if you have, what is it? Let's say 10 meals, we'll just keep it simple. 2 meals, you can eat like crap. You can have a hamburger or whatever you want, right? You can go through the drive-thru. And that's usually what I tell my clients too, is if you really want to lose weight, you're gonna have to do something like this. So the 80-20, just to give you an example. Number 10, there's no such thing as a good food or a bad food or cheat meals or cheat days or anything like that, or treats. It's really they never use phrases that are like that. They always use phrases more so of, does it fit into my calories? Does it fit into my plan? Do these foods fit for me? Are these foods going to fit there? Because it doesn't fit, right? You can have that 500 calorie treat, but if it doesn't fit, or whatever you want to call it, I'm just saying treat, but if whatever you want to call it, it's not going to fit, that food isn't going to fit in your plan. It's not going to fit there. So you have to make sure that you adjust it. So I'm telling you, use MyFitnessPal. It's so easy. You can use your phone. You can write it down. But I'm going to give you a number. So this number is just a generic number. But if you take your goal weight, right? So if you want to weigh 140 pounds times 12, that's how many calories that you're going to eat every single day in order to lose weight, not maintain, right? So if you want to weigh 140 pounds, multiply that times 12. If you want to weigh 160 pounds, multiply it times 12, 180 times 12, and just shoot for that number of calories that it gives you. I can't add or multiply in my head. So you just keep it as simple as that. Number 11, you don't buy because you'll eat, right? This is a big one. A lot of my clients, most successful, they don't buy anything that is going to tempt them. They're not going to put it in their pantries. They're not going to let their kids eat it. They're going to buy good things because they're going to eat it if it's at their house. Don't buy it because you won't eat it, right? And try not to go out to eat as much. And if you do go out to eat, again, you have that plan. You already have that successful plan. I'm not saying you're going to do this all the time, but if you're wanting to lose weight, and especially since it's going to be start of the year in a few weeks, you're going to want to eat better, right? You're going to want to challenge yourself with this. And they don't let themselves run out of good foods, healthy foods. So make sure that you're doing that. Make sure that you're following your plan. Make sure that you have a plan. Make sure that you don't buy those crappy foods. Throw them out if they are a temptation to you. Number 12, a lot of my clients that are most successful, they don't work out to burn calories. I can't stand it, man. Burning calories is like, you're not here to just burn calories. You're going to burn calories if you go for walks. You're going to burn calories if you're standing. You're going to burn calories at rest if you're strength training. Remember that. If you get stronger and you get healthier, you're going to burn calories at rest. That's what you're doing. I'm tired of just you getting on the treadmill and that's it. I want you to get strong, because if you get strong, you're going to put on muscle. If you get strong, you're going to want to eat protein. If you get strong, you're going to want to hit PRs. You're going to have a healthier athletic life, and that's what I want for you. So stop thinking just to burn calories. You're not here just to burn calories. You're here to get stronger. You're here to get healthier. The calories is just the plus. Number 13, they sleep. They sleep at least 6 to 9 hours every single night. If you want your hormones to work, if you want your body to feel great, all those things, then you need to prioritize sleep. You need to sleep better. You have to sleep better, because then it's going to help you with number 14. It's going to help you manage stress. If you're stressed out, you're not going to sleep well. If you're thinking about everything, you're not going to sleep well. Stop getting so distracted with the outside world. Let the stress happen. You can't control it. Control the things that you can control and let the other things go. So prioritize, I can't say the word today. Prioritize sleep and manage your stress. Number 15, when something happens, this is the last thing. When something happens, let's say you have a crappy weekend. You don't beat yourself up, right? You don't beat yourself up. You just let it happen. You did it. You made the choice. You own it and you move on. And guess what? That Monday, you get right back on track. You don't need to do extra cardio. You don't need to binge on not eating, right? You just need to get back on track come Monday and hit it hard. Be focused, laser focused again. So don't think so much about this. Just try to hit all these things. At the very least, try to get sleep, stress less, and don't beat yourself up. At the very least, those are the three most important ones to me. Very least, but the most. So I hope this list helps you, because losing weight is difficult, but go back and listen to this. These are simple things that you can do. These are simple things that you can acquire and use today. Okay? Okay. The new year is almost upon us. This is your year. 2024 is going to be your year. I believe it. So attack it. Make sure you subscribe to everything. Give me a 5-star if you haven't already, if you want to. And just make sure to follow everything that we're doing. BUSTOS training. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.